Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. Anytime a politician proposes a wildly popular idea that helps ordinary people, a few grumpy so-called conservatives will call him socialist. Propose to reduce college debt, help sick families, or ensure the super rich pay their fair share of taxes, suddenly you're a walking red nightmare. Conservative demagogues aim to scare us into embracing their pro-plutocrat economy of stagnant wages and a declining standard of living for the majority as the only true sane agenda for the country. From their perspective, any proposal to rein in the unchecked power of the global corporations and the rule-rigging rich is creeping socialism. A number of politicians lately are proposing or endorsing policies such as low-cost or free college, a higher minimum wage, investing in infrastructure to reduce carbon emissions, and increasing rather than cutting the taxes of the super-rich. These ideas are winning majority support among Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. Over 70% of voters support tax hikes on households with over $10 million in income. I've always wondered what today's grumpy conservatives say about the Republican presidency of four-star General Dwight D. Eisenhower. The campaign pins many of us wore back then, "I like Ike," would probably say, "Ike is a commie," instead. After all, during Eisenhower's two terms between 1953 and 1960, the wealthy paid a top tax rate of 91% on incomes over the equivalent of $1.7 million. That crafty pinko Eisenhower also presided over government-subsidized mortgages that helped millions of Americans purchase their first home and attend college for free, presided over the construction of state-owned infrastructure like highways. In the early 1960s, the specter of socialism stalked the land again, this time in the form of a proposal to create a national health insurance program to cover senior citizens. So-called conservatives mounted a full-throated resistance movement to what George Herbert Walker Bush at the time called socialized medicine. The rest of us know it as Medicare. Prior to the passage of Medicare in 1965, half of the country's seniors didn't have hospital insurance, and one in four went without medical care due to cost concerns. One in three seniors were in poverty. Half a century later, nearly all seniors have access to affordable health care, and the elderly poverty rate has fallen to 14%. Now a majority of Americans support some form of Medicare for All, expanding universal coverage beyond seniors and disabled people to include children and adults. Stay tuned for more fear-mongering. Universal health care, the red baiters will say, will zap our national initiative and hurl us towards Soviet-style tyranny. Instead, maybe it will mean not having to choose between paying rent or paying for incredibly inflated medicine. This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.